A continuación, la embajadora de Antigua y Barbuda.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. While Ambassador Beni Karan of Guyana, the coordinator of CARICOM, spoke on behalf of Antigua and Barbuda, I take the floor for a particular reason, Mr. Chair. I have asked for the floor because I want to recognize and pay tribute to the work of an outstanding jurist whose term has come to an end, or will come to an end, in December of this year. He is Sir Clare Roberts, who has been a member of the Commission for some 8 years, and who, through his razor-sharp intellect, his love of the law, and his passion for justice, brought considerable heft to the work of the Commission. During his tenure, Commissioner Roberts played an active role in the deliberations of the Commission. He held the position of second vice president, the position of vice president, and also assumed the hallowed position of president shortly after he was re-elected to the commission during the General Assembly held in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Sir Clare has chalked up many accomplishments during his tenure on the commission. Not only was he rapporteur for Haiti, but he was also the rapporteur for the Afro-descendants of the hemisphere, this often silent, often invisible, often marginalized demographic of our region. As we bid farewell to Sir Clare, and as we offer him our gratitude for his enormous body of work, the delegation of Antigua and Barbuda would like to make the following observations: that the Commission continue its work on the condition of the lives of Afro-descendants in the hemisphere, especially where the Convention is concerned, and that we seek to make the Convention leaner as we grapple with the practice of racism. That the Commission continue its work in Haiti. That the Commission continue to build a culture of human rights in the hemisphere. And that the Commission continue to offer hope to the marginalized and the defenseless in the hemisphere. While the delegation of Antigua and Barbuda is fully aware that each member of the Commission sits on this body in his or her own right, it would be remiss of my delegation if we did not say to Sir Clare that his brothers and sisters in Antigua and Barbuda have hailed his remarkable achievement and say to him in a collective voice, "Well done. You have been a faithful servant of the law. You have served the hemisphere well, and you have done your country, Antigua and Barbuda, proud." Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Gracias a la embajadora de Antigua y Barbuda. A continuación, el representante de Colombia.